Amen. Welcome to Victory Baptist Church. Let me just say Happy Thanksgiving. I don't know of a better way to start off a Thanksgiving service than by singing Count Your Blessings and I Will Praise Him. Amen. Hope you're in the habit of counting your blessings. God has been so good to us, and we ought to give Him the praise. Amen. And so we're going to just do things differently tonight. And of course, you saw that by the choir starting off, and we're just going to sit back and relax and enjoy ourselves tonight. We're not under any time restraints or anything like that, but just want to think about all that God has done for us. And then after the service tonight, of course, we invite everyone to make their way over to the fellowship hall, and we'll spend some time over there just having fellowship and eating and all that good stuff. And so that'll be immediately following. But first, let's go to the Lord and ask His blessing on our service today. Father, we do love You. We thank You for the opportunity that we have to be here. Lord, I thank You for this Thanksgiving season. Lord, I pray that for the Christian, Lord, that Thanksgiving would be every day in our hearts. Lord, I pray that we would be a thankful people. We have so much to be thankful for. Lord, I pray that we would truly count our blessings. And Lord, that we would offer You up the praise. Lord, be with those that will be bringing challenges from the Word of God tonight. Lord, I pray that You would give them strength. Lord, give them courage. Lord, may our hearts be challenged. Lord, may You receive glory from the songs that are sung. Lord, may everything that's done this evening be done for Your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to read for you something that I just thought was outstanding. This is President Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation. He writes, "The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and to provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained, and laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict. While that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies of the Union, needful diversions of wealth and of strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe had enlarged the borders of our settlements, and the mines, as well of iron and coal as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased. Notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege and the battlefield, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of freedom. No human counsel hath devised, nor any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to Him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience commend to His tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. Isn't that outstanding? I believe that's why Abraham Lincoln was one of our greatest presidents. It's amazing that in the midst of a civil war, that he was able to find so many things to be thankful for. His attention was not just on the strife and the conflict, though it was there, though it was present, and yet he could still see the divine hand of God. You know, that's how we all ought to be. We ought to see God's providential care and his loving mercy, and even when we're in chastisement for our sins, he remembers mercy. And that ought to cause us to give him thanks. Amen? Amen. Amen. Brother Eddie.
Number 14.